ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
We're awesome, man. Good. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. A barn burner coming up this weekend between the Titans and the Jags. Will Levis, four games in a row where he's played pretty well. Brian Callahan talked about that earlier this week. A Jacksonville defense, TD, that is not very good by the numbers. What are you expecting? What would you like to see from Will Levis this week and in another start against Jacksonville?
Yeah, I think he should hit 300-plus yards passing. I think that he should be able to get some big plays. And, again, not chasing them, but being able to find them. And you look at the secondary in Jacksonville, the safeties, they've had some issues. They've given up, you know, some plays, allowed passes to get behind them. So it should be a good opportunity for Calvin Ridley to do that. And, of course, the old Honda Accord, Nick Westbrook, Kenny, he should get his shots too. So I think that's really what should be the expectation.
So what the four-game sample here, TD, and we've talked through it each week too, but if you take those 4 weeks, I mean, it's statistically over a 17-game season, the numbers are very good. The numbers are, yeah, that's a good starting quarterback in the NFL numbers. You're down 28-0 in a game to me, and it kind of gets difficult because on one hand, like you're, you know, the other team is going to defend you a little bit differently, but they also know that they can pin their ears back and just rush the passer. But
yeah,
when you look at this, if this is him, first, is this next year's starting quarterback? Do the numbers to you match up to the actual snap in and snap out performance?
Yeah, I think the gradual improvement and the progress has matched into giving him probably at least the start of another year, you know. And like I said on Stillman's show yesterday, you know, there's been progress, there's been improvement, but the problem is the place that he is now is the place that he was supposed to be earlier in the year, right? So with five games left, it's like, okay, I guess better late than never. That might be the approach that they're taking, but I think he's earned the opportunity to at least be the starter to begin next season. I will say this, you still need to see it extrapolated over a longer period of time, four-game stretches. I mean, it could tell you a lot, but not enough, you know, and I think that's where the Titans are with Will Levis, and they just have to continue to wait and see.
So, TD, a quote from Colt Anderson yesterday that talking about earlier in the year, I assume that guys knew what they were doing. I will admit to you freely, TD, that I read that first yesterday on Twitter and reacted basically like everybody else did. It was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. We did play it earlier in the show, and it sounds a little better in context than it does reading it on Twitter, which is often the case. But you were there. You saw it. What was your reaction when you heard Colt Anderson say that?
Yeah, definitely eyebrow raised. But here's the thing. He was asked how he has improved as a coach this year. So I think in a moment of honesty, he said that he assumed that guys knew what they were doing. Remember, this is the first year, not head coach, but first year coordinator, so to speak. And so you kind of think that a guy knows what they're doing. But then what I did like is that he said later in that quote that he started to learn how those guys learn. And that's a key part of it. And, yeah, it's a bad quote if just put right there the quotation marks around that beginning of it. But I think he backed it up. And actually, in my story on special teams that posted today, you know, I had the whole quote because I think it's necessary to have the whole quote. And then I followed up by saying a lot of these guys learn by experience. Because you got to remember – you know, you had three rookies on special teams. At one time, four, you know, with Jarvis Brownlee Jr. as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit more of a learning curve because these guys don't have NFL experience and especially not special teams.
So, TD, last week's – again, the one thing that stunned me about the game at Washington was just how bad they were against the run. I mean, they were just outflanked. just beat up front flat out and just seemed like they had a lot of mistakes in that way execution-wise. Is that a one-week thing, or is that a sign of – is that a matchup thing or a sign of issues here moving forward?
I think that's really going to be the key thing to figure out over the next couple of weeks. I mean, Jacksonville, they don't run the ball that well. They're not as physical and strong up front, you know. The Commanders, they have, you know, a better offensive line. And the game, the way it flowed, the confidence, the momentum and everything that was built in that game, it allowed that to happen. And they just were executing that gap scheme excellently. And then you had, you know, Darrell Worley was out of position. Not out of position, but bad angle. You had Jerome Baker out of position at times. It was just kind of like, tumblers in a lot. Like, so many things were going wrong, and it unlocked the rushing game for the Commanders. I don't think that's going to happen every game. And also, you got to factor in Jaden Daniels and how much he impacts, you know, run defense, you know, because of his ability to run. You got to be honest on the backside of plays.
So, TD, right now it's death, taxes, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is scoring a touchdown every week for this team. You know, they basically, we know what his role has been here, and they brought him back on one-year deals. But with the season he's had this year, what do you think the future does look like for him? What do you think it should look like for him in terms of the Titans, their interest, and maybe the next contract for him?
Yeah, I think it should be a 2-3 year deal, right? And it should average, you know, $7.5 to $8 million. I think he's earned that. And obviously the guaranteed will be a little bit different, but I think he's earned a contract where he will be around for a couple of years. And you look over the last 8 games, man, you know, only Ja'Marr Chase has the same amount of touchdowns, 8. And he's now 3rd in the league, tied with George Kittle for the most touchdowns in the season. You know, you got 13 by Chase, 9 by Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I think there's another receiver, name slips my mind, and then 8 by Terry McLaurin, 9, and then 8 by Kittle and W.I. I mean, the fact that he's done this on, you know, 20 or so catches is also amazing, you know, and it's really, he is the modern day Buddy Ryan on Chris Carter. All he does is catch touchdowns.
See, if I heard that in like August, just that thing, I would guess we were talking about the 9-3 Titans right now, you know. Well, how about, you know, how about the guy whose injury, you know, created more opportunity for him, TD? Treylon Burks, obviously, you know, he had a surgery, and, you know, it's obviously just one thing after another with him. You feel like he would benefit from being somewhere else next year? Should that be – is that one of those things where maybe both sides are better off just with a change of scenery there?
That's a tough question. I think, yeah, probably if I were Burks, you know, I would just work hard to come back. And if I'm here next year, great. If not, and I have a choice, you know, Kansas City is a place I would try to go. I would, you know, look to go to Buffalo, like one of those situations where it's a very well-established offensive scheme. They have a quarterback that is top tier. Cincinnati, you know, wouldn't be a bad option for him, you know, as a guy behind Ja'Marr Chase, and depending what T. Higgins does. So, yeah, probably going elsewhere where it's a little more established and you're not kind of feeling your way, I think would probably be better for him.
So, TD, obviously the Titans taking on Jacksonville without Trevor Lawrence after the hit last week by Azeez Al-Shaair. What did you make of not only the hit, but the 3-game suspension along with it? Was that fair?
I probably would have reduced it to 2. The hit, you know, you guys have been, you know how fast this game goes. Like, it's so hard to say, hey, change your trajectory. I think maybe what he could have done was avoid it leading with his forearm.
Yep.
But then, you know, if you don't lead with your forearm, and your shoulder pad hits, it might be even a more vicious hit, you know? So it's tough. It's tough. I think that suspension is more of a combination of, like, Azeez has some, he has a you know, CVS receipt list of events, you know? So he's kind of put himself in that position just because of the you know, rugged way he plays the game. But I don't think any of it is, like, done maliciously with intent to hurt. I mean, you guys have talked to Aziz. He's a very mild-mannered, a good purpose person, you know, that does some great things in the community. So it's hard to picture him as someone that would try to inflict pain and, like, hurt somebody rather than just, you know, playing the game hard the way he has been taught.
Yeah, and obviously some guys, like, you know, they can be a great guy off the field and you can flip the switch, you know. And that, I mean, that happens too, like, on the field. But I didn't even think, like, I guess I've never even thought of him as, like, I mean, he's had some stuff, but, like, a dirty player at all. Like, even, like anyone who plays on the edge, I've never thought that. And, again, I really only had the 1 year of watching him closely, but I never – did you guys think that last year?
I didn't.
I always thought that he was a very physical player and an aggressive, emotional player. But, I mean, dirty, no. I don't think he's dirty. He's had some instances – especially this season, you know, the late hit out of bounds and then swinging on Roshan Johnson.
Yep.
Against the Bears. And, you know, there was a late hit against the Titans, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So he's had some. I'm sure you could go back and find more, but those are the ones that come to mind quickly.
Well, TD, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Have fun on Sunday for the Titans and Jags, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate it. And, hey, if you guys aren't doing anything 6 to 7, check out the Jake and TD show right here on this station.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. Check that out. Tonight, 615-737-1025, our phone number. The Titans and the Jags coming up this weekend. Lots of interesting stuff from TD there. We'll react to that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.